This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And here are some of the voices from President Bush's trip to Europe this past week.
You might call this a listening tour, that people have got things on their mind and they want me to hear it.
United States, United Europe, this is really the indispensable partnership. If you look at the scale of the challenges ahead, one thing is certain. These are not challenges that any nation can tackle alone.
Our strong friendship is essential to peace and prosperity across the globe. And no temporary debate, no passing disagreement of governments, no power on earth will ever divide us.
Je vous l'ai dit, nos relations sont bonnes.
Our relations are indeed excellent, but they have been excellent for over 200 years now. Because, why do I say that? Because they are based upon common values that we share. And these things don't change overnight at the wave of a wand. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that because we share common values, we necessarily agree on everything all the time.
Our greatest opportunity and immediate goal is peace in the Middle East. After many false starts and dashed hopes, and stolen lives, a settlement of the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians is now within reach. We must always remind Russia, however, that our alliance stands for a free press, a vital opposition, the sharing of power, and the rule of law. And the United States and all European countries should place democratic reform at the heart of their dialogue with Russia.
We are not going to make up, to invent any kind of special Russian democracy. We're going to remain committed to the fundamental principles of democracy that have been established in the world. But of course, all the modern institutions of democracy, the principles of democracy, should be adequate.
This notion that the United States is getting ready to attack Iran is simply ridiculous. Having said that, all options are on the table.